John Hawley has been thinking about space since he was a kid.
I grew up in the Gemini and Apollo era. That was very exciting. I had a cardboard box spaceship like many of my generation. And I was also inspired by reading the science essays that were written by Isaac Asimov.
And at Haverford College, he got interested in the question of what happens to matter as it approaches black holes, objects with a gravitational field so strong that light cannot escape.
When matter falls into a black hole, it gains speed, it gains energy, and basically the infall speeds are close to the speed of light. So if you have a way of tapping into that energy other than just having it fall into the black hole, then you have an enormous source of energy which could be radiated.
In the early 90s, he and former UVA professor Stephen Balbus made an important discovery about the role of magnetism in the process. Their work was published, and the two moved on. But last week, Hawley got a surprise.
There was an email from somebody I knew in Germany that said, "Congratulations." And I said, "What's that for?" And then I saw an email from my colleague, Steve Balbus, and it said, "See you in Hong Kong." And I showed it to my wife, and she said something to the effect of, "Well, they must have the wrong John Hawley."
Later, he heard from the sponsors of a prestigious award called the Shaw Prize, set up by Hong Kong billionaire and media mogul Run Run Shaw. Hawley will split $1 million with Balbus, who is now at Oxford. The Virginia astronomer isn't sure what he'll do with the cash, but there are two things he knows. The federal government will expect a cut, and he won't be going to Disney World.
I'm going to Hong Kong.
Hawley's gratified that there is a prize for astronomy, something Nobel doesn't offer, and he hopes his success will inspire other young people to explore the mysteries of physics and outer space. I'm Sandy Houseman.